Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. A local program celebrating its success for transitioning formerly incarcerated men into better fathers. Statistics show that fathers who participate in this six-week program have a recidivism rate of just 3%. The overall average for Missouri is 44%. Joining us in studio from the Fathers and Family Support Center is Charles Barnes, Director of Reentry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sherry Tillis, the CEO.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. And our star today is Antoine White, father and past graduate of the six-week reentry project. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with you. You had a tough story. You were in prison for 10 years, lost out on that time with your family. Tell us about your success in this program and what it did for you.
So I'm going to try and start from the beginning. The success in the program is where I am today. But to get the ideal of where I came from, I need to start from the beginning. So while I was incarcerated, I had a feeling that I didn't want to come home to my family with the mindset of incarceration. I wanted to come home and be able to do the things that a father, a brother, or a son should, which is provide, protect, and have fun. So I needed to find a way to get to that point from incarceration. And I learned of a reentry program in which father support oversaw. And I signed up for it, and I was accepted in the program. And upon entering the program, I was excited, you know, to see what they had to offer. And I opened up in a way that I couldn't imagine. At the time, I couldn't imagine opening up to anyone that way, and I did, and it helped me so much. And when I was reintroduced to my family, I was ready for it.
The CEO, Sherry Tillis, what does the program involve from your perspective?
Right. So our reentry project actually uses five curriculum to help people to develop into responsible fathers, healthy marriage and healthy relationships, individuals that understand the value of family and relationships with their significant other. We have financial education as well as male health and wellness and reproductive care. And we also focus on economic stability because as fathers, we know in general they're known to be providers. And so we teach them about realizing what their role is in their family as well as understanding what their own personal needs are in the areas of development. And so each day there is a therapeutic circle where they can discuss their concerns, what happened yesterday, what they're encountering today, to sort of help them to make positive decisions using the services that they've just recently learned about through the curriculum and using that to impact the way that they make decisions in their everyday life.
Charles, let's bring you in. You know, I'm curious, when you work with a lot of these men, have they ever had this modeled for them before in their life? Or is that part of the issue that this just they haven't seen these examples in their lives?
Some have and some have not. The situation is a lot of times transitioning from boys to men, we decide to go our own way. It's not the fact that they don't have the tools sometimes. It's just the fact that they don't utilize the tools. So all we are doing is really introducing some of the things that they already have and enhancing those qualities. And for those that do not have it, it's a starting point for a new beginning.
Antoine, the fellowship, being able to share, being able to talk with others, going through the same thing, how beneficial is that? Is that something that you went through?
So, yeah, that was the most fondest part for me, because being able to talk to someone, you know, if I sit down and speak with a therapist that went to school for all this, you know, trying to heal me, I have a hard time with believing that they can relate to what I've been through. But if I'm sitting down with guys who's actually experienced the things that I've been through, and we talk it out, you know, they tell me their issues and I share my opinion. I share my issues and they share their opinion. It's about bouncing it off the wall with people that you can relate to. And it was so just impactful in my life, you know, because that stuff, it needs to be released, and it needs to be released in a safe space, you know. And that's what that therapeutic sessions at the transition did for me.
So 26 years that your organization has been doing this. Talk about, you know, the supports and how you track people over time to help them stay the course.
Right. So after the 6-week class, each individual has 5 staff that they work with. They have a facilitator, an employment case manager, a social worker, a family therapist, as well as an attorney that practices family law. Each one of those staff are meeting with them, getting to know the participant, understanding what their goals and concerns are, and assisting them in finding the right path to achieve those goals. Those follow-up services are provided for each one of our participants for an entire year after they complete the 6-week process. Now, if they come back in year 2, we're never going to turn them away. And we've even had individuals who may have attended the program in their 20s, and they might have come back in their 30s, because there's just life cycles that happen in men, and their 20s don't look like their 30s, don't look like their 40s. So as men mature and begin to experience different things in their life cycle, sometimes they realize, hey, I don't know how to do this. I need some extra support. I need some guidance. And so we are there to provide that for them.
Antoine, I have to imagine that one of the hardest parts, if not the hardest, was being away from your kids. Tell me about your kids, and you have a grandson.
Oh, yeah. So both of my children are the joy of my life, always have been. I was present in the room when each one of them came into the world. So me being taken away from them was never the plan. So coming back into their lives and being able to have an impact, it's been amazing, you know? And I'm not going to fake like the things that were brought to my attention I wasn't aware of. But I needed to be refreshed on those things. You know, I know how to be a father. I know how to be a provider. And those things were, they were taken away from me for a long time. In prison, you don't have those responsibilities. You don't have to pay any bills. The meals coming. So getting back to providing for the kids, giving them a safe place. And it's my grandson, day one. When he came out the delivery room, I was there. So, and I'm there every day. Me and him just had a ball yesterday playing all day. We're going to have one again today. It's me and him for the next 2 days. I'm off. So I'm going to enjoy him, do some yard work. Just imagine the conversation that I'm having right now after spending that time in prison. And it feels so good. And I owe a big chunk of my success to this program. It's been amazing to have, you know, a program that came along, and in the beginning, it was just to be 6 weeks, you know, to help you out, help you find your way. And here I am 5 years later, still in touch with these people, still doing the work, because the work needs to be continuous. It's not something that stopped, and that's what they're doing for me, you know, keeping me on.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so
and enjoy
much.
That grandbaby.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That is Antoine White, father and past graduate of the 6-week reentry program with Fathers and Family Support Center, along with Charles Barnes, director of reentry, and Sherry Tillis, the CEO of that organization. Thank you for being with us at KMOX today.
Thank you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.